Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh, my goodness. Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our friend KC Johnson. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, KC.
Hey, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great, and boy, it is just so much fun to talk about going to Orlando's wide world of sports for the possible return to basketball. The idea of the NBA maybe jumping right into a playoff with all sorts of everybody involved, seeding teams. Are we excited about this? Is this kind of a good element here? I mean, I thought at one point we were going to have Vegas, but that's okay. Probably safer in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who has gotten into the Last Dance and then also the golf match over the weekend, I think would agree that sports at this time are certainly a unifying force. So if they are able to pull this off logistically and safely, I think the ratings would be astronomical. I've said all along with you guys, it's been clear that Adam Silver wants to salvage some sort of 1920 season and crown a 1920 champion. I think you're going to see some clarity this week in terms of whether or not they're going to be able to pull it off, and if so, what the plan is. I personally have all along felt that I didn't think they'd be able to pull it off at all, and now that it looks like there's obviously momentum for them to do that, I personally think all 30 teams is a long shot. But like I said, I think we're going to see some clarity on all those fronts at some point this week.
KC, do the Bulls have a voice in this? Do they have a preference? Because obviously there's, on one hand, very little to be gained from getting your players back into the facility and back into practice and assume the risks involved in coming back to playing in the situation that we're in. On the other hand, there are 17 games of evaluation potentially, and even though they may not have a shot to go very far in any sort of playoffs plus format or whatever, there would be a value in seeing what you have for a new regime.
Yeah, David, I mean, they do have a voice. I mean, Michael Reinsdorf has been on the Board of Governors calls, and there's another one this Friday. They'll be able to voice their opinion, their the positives to returning, the negatives to returning. I think you touch on actually a lot of them. I think that players in general want to play. That's just how they're wired, and obviously they've had a lot of time off. My thing with the non-playoff teams, and this is obviously including the Bulls, but extends beyond them, it's just I can never get past the point of how much work it's going to take to play so few games, because they're talking about having this 2-week training camp or so at their own team's facilities, and then moving it towards the campus environment and having another 2-week training camp as everyone gets into the new environment and making sure nobody's infected as they start play. And the other thing that they've always acknowledged is they're going to have to deal with what happens when a positive occurs, a positive test occurs, because it, almost inevitably, if you gather this many people, you know, controlled situation or not, you're going to have a positive test, and you're not going to want to have that shut down, you know, all the work you put into getting this organized and getting this moving. So still a lot of hurdles to overcome, even though there's been positive momentum towards a return. You know, there's still logistics and hurdles to figure out.
I'm very curious about the new Bulls brain trust. And, you know, by all accounts, we're talking about guys that have been described as kind of gym rats, which would indicate that they'd want to be around practice, get into the building, get to know the players better, get a chance to kind of make some evaluations, talk to the coach, see what he's doing. Maybe, you know, I don't even know if the plan would be to have him coach if they did end up in Orlando. But how do you think this appeals to them or does not appeal to them?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to either of them, so I don't know that, and I don't know either of them that well, so I don't know the direct answer to that question. But, you know, my sense is what you say, Molly. I mean, that's, you can only do so much via Zoom, right? It's like, I know they've spent a lot of time trying to get to know players and talking to players and getting to know the coaching staff and talking to the coaching staff. And you know, they've also started the draft process with all remote work and all Zoom meetings. You know, Illinois doesn't even have the stay-at-home order listed yet. So, you know, I tweeted last week, some players actually have been in the Advocate Center for some treatment. Some select players here and there have been in for treatment. But they haven't even, you know, been one of the facilities to fully open for workouts yet. So that would be a step in which those guys would be able to get here, get in a gym. It'd be the controlled environment. It still obviously would have to follow the safety protocol that are contingent with all these facilities opening. But it would give those guys an opportunity to get here and watch some players. Very few players are in the Chicago area. That's another hurdle that would have to be cleared for the from a Bulls perspective. They'd have to gather their players, and there's talk from the league perspective, which would have to be signed off by the Players Association, that June 1st is when they may grant authority for teams to start recalling their players back to market. You know, I haven't checked since the holiday weekend, but I think the last time I checked, there was only like four players here. So, you know, the Bulls have a lot of work to do at a lot of levels. But yes, I think that would be maybe one benefit, is having those executives get to town, get in the gym, watch you know, the players interact. It wouldn't be unless they got to the full training camp situation, though, it wouldn't be a full coaching situation, because these workouts are one player, one coach. Coach has to wear gloves. I mean, it's just, again, I can't wrap my brain around all the hurdles. That's why I personally think getting all the non-playoff teams just seems like a stretch.
So, Casey, if it's a 16-team format, let's look at that. And would they be talking about playing games on consecutive days? Are they? I know it's going to be obviously one concentrated complex, so you wonder what that does to the schedule. How compressed will it be? And then, you know, when you look at the calendar, will they obviously have to delay the beginning of next season? Is that Christmas thing a reality, or how close are we to that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a reality, but I think everybody's working under that assumption. You know, it's, again, I think we're going to have some clarity this week in terms of finally, you know, establishing some sort of timeline for when does the 1920 season end, and when does the off season begin, and when does the 2021 season begin. I don't know if you're going to have specific dates, but you're going to be moving closer to it. But I can tell you that, that's really, in my conversations with people around the league, that's kind of the working assumption. There's precedent for it, obviously, with the 11-12 lockout season starting on Christmas Day. That was a race to the finish because of, you know, they wanted to keep the NBA timeline on track. This would not be that situation. It'd be a full 82-game season, so it would extend, you know, later than that 11-12 season did. So, but that just seems like the most normal and logical solution to a tough situation. I mean, there, you know, the 1920 season isn't even put to bed yet, and in terms of even knowing what's going to happen to it or the plans. So just extending that 2021 start out to Christmas Day gives them the time to figure all this stuff out. And that's, I can tell you for sure that that's the working assumption that pretty much everyone I talk to around the league is working under.
I know that no one really cares about the Olympics in terms of the Dream Team kind of being revisited, but I don't know how individual – this would eliminate Olympics for everyone, right, if you're starting in December.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great call. Something really I hadn't thought much of. I suppose you could still have some non-playoff guys play. I'd have to look at the calendar on that. You know, let's see what year are we in. The 2021 Olympics, I think, are still, you know, I know they've said that's when they're going to be, but I think right. There's still some question marks about that. You know, another element to that is, you know, Greg Popovich is the coach, and he's also the coach of the Spurs. So,
right.
Wow, that's one I had not thought much of. But, again, these are some of the logistical nightmares and hurdles that they're all trying to figure out and overcome. But, yeah, that's a wrinkle for that one, no doubt.
Where are we with the NBA draft, Casey?
What's that?
Where are we with the NBA draft?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not going to be in June.
Right.
So, you know, we know that. They have allowed teams to start talking to players remotely. The Bulls, put out a self-produced TV program around the end of The Last Dance called Inside the Dance. And on that, both Arturas and Mark Eversley had talked about already talking to some players. So there are, you know, aspects of the draft that are underway. I think that's something that obviously once we get clarity on the 1920 season, you're going to see more clarity on that. But, I don't see how they're going to be able to salvage any kind of combine. So that's going to be out. It's going to be, you know, just remote work and scouting work. And, you know, in some ways, that is, you know, I know there's this sense that the Bulls were just going to the new regime was going to come over and completely flip over everything. But, you know, it was clear that Arturas targeted the people that he wanted in terms of hiring Pat Connolly and J.J. Polk, the cap guy and the player development guy. But beyond that, I know for a fact he's been leaning on the draft intel. And, you know, obviously Arturas did draft intel in Denver, and Mark Eversley did it in Sixers. So they speak the language of the draft of this draft. But I know for a fact in the meetings, they've been leaning on, you know, guys in place, guys like Jim Paxson and Brian Hagan and others, Mike Wilhelm, you know, for their take on what they've seen throughout the season, both from a amateur draft and also the pro personnel stuff in terms of moving into free agency. So that's a sign of some minor continuity for now and really kind of a nod to maybe that would have happened anyway, but it's certainly a nod to the unpredictability of everything that's going on with the NBA.
Casey, we'll let you go. Just on the draft element, you don't even know when you're picking, right? And I mean,
right.
you can't let this have any influence, can you? I mean, if – let's say the Lakers go out in the first round of the tournament. Do they get a lottery pick? I mean, how does it work?
Right. Well, we do know the Bulls are going to be picking seventh because I think that's a bylaw of the NBA. So, that is one pick we know. But no, I mean, that's a whole other element to it. And how does the number of teams, if they pull off Orlando, how do the number of teams they take affect, you know, the weighting of the draft lottery? Is there still a draft lottery? I mean, you know, this is Adam Silver's going to earn his reduced paycheck. I mean, it's just I wish I had more clarity for you guys. You know, this is like all this kind of stuff is a lot of talking right now. I think this week we'll see some more clarity in terms of, finality on logistics of plans, and or at least the plan. but there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of moving parts right now.
It's fun to talk about. I don't care. I mean, it's just fun to.
What else are we going to talk about?
Casey,
right?
Exactly.
At least it's not Last Dance questions, Casey.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, God
bless.
To Isaiah.
To the Last Dance.
Take care.
Hey, Casey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, guys. Take it easy.
Good stuff.
That is Casey Johnson.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.